If you have your Bible tonight, I've got to make sure my time. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter number 4. Book of Deuteronomy chapter number 4. I want to begin reading in verse number 1. We'll read 10 verses and then we'll bring a thought to our hearts tonight. Deuteronomy chapter number 4. Begin reading in verse number 1. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord of your fathers, Lord God of your fathers, giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. For your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal-peor. For all the men that followed Baal-peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is wise, is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? Who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I have set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons, and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. Let's bow our hearts together for prayer. Our Father, we ask your blessing on these words tonight. Thank you for the good spirit we felt in the service. God, I pray that you'd help my tongue to speak that which we need to hear tonight. Give clarity of thought. We'll thank you. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. With the help of the Lord tonight, I'd like to speak just for a little while on some things we need to teach our children. Some things that we need to teach our children. We live in a world where education has a premium placed upon it, and rightfully so. It's important. One of the most important things we'll ever do in our life is to be educated. Now, some things that we're educated in may not be too good, but education is very important. God placed a premium on educating children. God placed a premium on educating people, not just children. In the scripture text we read tonight, he said, you need to pay attention to my words several times. And throughout the patch, he said, teach, teach, learn, teach. And it's important that we learn God's word. Not only learn God's word, but teach God's word. You know, our nation has gone through some turmoil, some trouble. We're still in trouble, I believe. And it's all about the education of our people. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I don't think that you can educate people out of poverty. I don't believe that. I don't believe you can give enough money to people in poverty to get them out. You can't do that. But you can introduce them to someone that can help them. That's what the Bible's about. The thing that set Israel apart from all the other nations is their God, not their education. And if we're going to be educated, we need to be educated in the Word of God. Our schools in our country that we live in, they were started by Christians, started by preachers, no less, with the sole purpose of teaching people how to know the Word of God. Here in our text, we find that Israel is proclaimed to be a wise nation, a nation of understanding, a people of understanding. You know, one thing that's really, really shocking in our country is the lack of wisdom and the lack of understanding. People don't care anymore. The last election that we had, there were people that voted that had no idea what they were voting for. Did not even want to take the time to know. Had no desire to know. They voted because it felt right to do it. Well, your feelings always get you in trouble. My feelings get me in trouble. Their feelings got our country in trouble. That's about as political as I'm going to be. I can get real political, but that's about as far as I'm going. But the Bible does say there are some things that it's necessary for us as individuals to teach our children. Now, you don't have to teach your children how to lie. You don't have to teach your children how to steal. You don't have to teach them how to fight. They grow up, they've got something in them that wants to do that. But you do have to teach them about God and His way. Some things that we need to teach our children. The first thing I'd like to bring to our attention tonight, when we find the children of Israel in the life of Moses, they're in bondage. They're in Egypt. They're living under the authority and rule of a mean dictator, Pharaoh. The first thing I'd like to bring to our attention, we as parents and we as grandparents need to teach our children how to come out of bondage. You understand that at one time before I got saved, I was bound in sin. Even since I have been saved, I have been a slave to sin in my life. When I refuse to live by the Word of God. Plenty of people in this room tonight are in bondage. We're bound. If we're not in bondage, we know someone that is. I was listening to and this wasn't even a Christian radio show. I was listening to the radio the other day. A talk radio. The world's talk radio. And they said that they were advertising. I don't remember what they was advertising. But they said that pornography. This is the world, preacher. Pornography is consuming America. And it is. That's the world. Talking about the world. I wasn't even listening to James Dobson. We are a people of bondage. We need to teach our children. You know, it's one of the things that has distressed me the most as I travel and preach, and I've preached in quite a number of churches. One of the things that is most distressing to me is the bondage that our people are in. Our churches are filled up with old people. Not very many young people. I'm serious. Have you noticed that, Brother Weaver? Why
teaching somebody. Somebody quit telling somebody. The Bible said, you teach these things to your children. And at some point in time, we failed to see the importance of teaching our children. You know, I'd just about fight you over my children. I'd just about fight you over my grandkids. You come messing around them, I'll shoot you. Right, Brother Tommy? Rightfully so. Yes. Why? That's the most important thing in my life. My children and my grandchildren. One of the hardest things I have to do as a parent. All my children are married now. One of the hardest things I have to do is keep my mouth shut out of their life. I'm serious. You see the stupid things they want to do? And you want to just grab them. Say, boy, didn't I teach you anything? Yeah. Not really, I wouldn't do that. But that tendency's in there. You know, it's very important that we teach our children, instruct them. If you will, listen to the Word of God. In Exodus chapter number 13. Exodus chapter number 13. Listen to the verse number 14. And it shall be when thy son askest thee in time to come, saying, what is this? Thou shalt say unto him, by the strength of the hand of the Lord brought us out of Egypt from the house of bondage. If you're going to come out of bondage, if you're going to bring your children, if you're going to teach your children how to come out of bondage, there's going to have to be some things in place that bring this about. Number one, it takes the hand of the Lord. If we took the time to read through chapter number 12 here, you'd find the hand of the Lord, 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 over and over and over. You cannot, you listen to me very well tonight, you cannot come out of bondage by yourself. Never happened. Never happened. I saw the addiction program sign out here on the parking lot. You cannot get victory by yourself. It will never happen. It takes the hand of the Lord. That's the only way you can have victory. That's the only way your children can have victory, is the Lord. If the Lord does not deliver, there will be no deliverance. You say, well, God sent Moses. Well, that's the second point. Not only does it take a hand of the Lord, it takes a man of God. That's the reason why God put preachers where he put them. Call them. Why? It's important. It's the man of God that brings the arm of the Lord to people's lives. We need to teach our children how to come out of bondage. You know, one of the best ways to teach your children is for them to watch you walk out of bondage with the help of God. Matter of fact, believe it or not, you're teaching them anyway. Good or bad, right or wrong, you're teaching your children. Grandparents are teaching their grandkids. Good, bad, right or wrong. Bible said we need to teach our children how to come out of bondage. Third thing it's going to take for you to come out of bondage is a miracle from God. They crossed the Red Sea. It took a miracle for them to get away from Egypt. God said, Moses, stretch out the rod. Moses did what God commanded, and God showed himself a strong and mighty God. On behalf, you understand, you cannot whip bondage by yourself. I don't care who you are. Never happened. Need to teach your children how to come out of bondage. Need to teach your grandkids how to come out of bondage. That's the Bible. But you know, in our world in which we live, in our churches all across this land, we fail to teach. we teach the wrong things. We got the emphasis on you know, are you dressed right? You got the right kind of tennis shoes on? Have you got enough money so you won't make mom and daddy look bad at church? Makes you want to puke sometimes. My God, help us to be concerned. Are my children out of bondage? Are they living right? We need to teach our children how to come out of bondage. Second thing we need to teach our children, we need to teach our children about the blood. In this book of Exodus, if we go back to the book of Exodus in chapter 12 here, we read the institution of the Passover. You remember how that the death angel was to come into Egypt. They were to slay, kill the lamb, and take the blood and anoint the door, the lintel and the doorpost. And everybody that was on the inside of the blood was saved. Those that were on the outside died. The Bible says, and God said to Moses, he said, Moses, this is a memorial. You be careful to teach your children about this. Be careful to teach your children about this. And when you get to the New Testament, you find Jesus Christ hanging on a cross, giving his life blood for the salvation of men, women, boys, and girls. And the whole emphasis of the New Testament is giving to the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. You know, one of the saddest commentaries in America is there are literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people that do not know that the blood of Jesus Christ will save them. We don't have to go very far from this church to find. Why? There's not but one reason. Our children have sat in our churches for however many years and they have failed to be taught what is the truth about the blood of Jesus Christ. I know Baptist churches. I'm talking about Baptist kids. I'm talking about King James Bible believing, Bible thumping, you name, put all the best. And their kids grow up and say stupid stuff like, well, I hope I'm going to heaven. I hope I'm making it. If I do enough good, though it outweighs my bad, I might make it. Makes we want to back up and say, hey boys, listen, you need to know about the blood. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses from sin. Now I know this church is probably exceptional, but I know this is a very important thing, and if we're not careful, we'll walk all over the truth of the Word of God. We'll get all our programs lined out and we'll have everything going in the right way. We'll just overlook the most important things if we're not careful. We need to teach our children about the blood. Third thing we need to do, we need to teach our children about the book. We need to teach our children about the book. In Deuteronomy chapter number 6, the Bible talks about the book. Verse number 4, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Verse 5, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand. They shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house, upon thy gates. Need to teach your children about the book. Never, Never has there been such ignorance of the Word of God as there is today in our land. Never. I like to read, and I like to read books. That, you know, everybody says, well, you can get it on the computer. Well, I like the book. It's slower. It takes my mind a while to grasp things. I'm reading Edersheim right now, the history of the Bible. And I have to read a page, and then I read that page again, and I read it again. Because it takes, sometimes I'm kind of dense, and I have to meditate, I have to chew on it in order to get it. Bible says we need to teach our children the Word of God. Diligently, carefully, bind them. Bind these words on their heart. Tie them up with it. Don't let them get away from it. Now I'm going to read a verse. Verse number 12. Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. I'm a parent. I've got sons. God said to me, you bind this on your children. Tie your children to it. Teach them diligently. Why? Because old Steve, if I don't, I'll forget. I'll forget. I want to go to heaven. I'm ready. I don't think it's very long, preacher. I think we're out of here just a little while. If you're not saved, you need to get saved, because it could happen tonight. But I'm also kind of hesitant about some of the things that I forgot, because I didn't bind them properly. I like to listen to preaching. I do. I got no telling how many CDs of preaching. And I put them in that CD player. I said, preach, brother, preach. I like it. I found out that I need to listen to about two sermons a day. It just helps. Right. Listen to a guy, he preached the other night on some things, one or two things I know. One or two things I know. I don't know much. Matter of fact, none of us know very much. It's true. You boil her all down. The only thing I know is my Redeemer liveth. Another thing I know is he's coming back for me. And outside of that, everything else gets real fuzzy. That's what Job said. Job said, I know. They said, what's wrong with you? I don't know. Why are you like, I don't know. But I do know that my Redeemer liveth. And he's coming back for me. That's what he said. I do know. We need to teach children about the book. The reason our children are in the shape they are, we haven't been careful with the book. The book. The book. Well, I don't have time to preach all of it. You read chapter 6, 7, 8. You get over in chapter number 8 tonight. I'll give you an assignment. Just read this when you get home. Look at chapter 8, verse 11. Beware. That's what he said. Beware. The next verse says, lest. Them two words go together. Beware, lest. Means a warning. Something's going to happen. Look at verse 17 in chapter 8. Beware, lest. When all this stuff happens, you say, thou shalt say in thy heart, my power and my might, the might of my hand, hath gotten me this wealth. You beware. need to teach your children about how to come out of bondage. We need to teach your children about the blood. We need to teach your children about the book. Next thing we do, we need to teach our children about the blessings of God. You know, one of the greatest things that I can remember as a kid, my dad surrendered to preach in 1962 down in Lampasas, Texas. That's where we live. That's where all my people are down there. 1962, my dad surrendered to preach. He packed us up in a little U-Haul trailer. Well, I didn't ride in a U-Haul trailer, just packed our belongings. Packed all that our stuff in a U-Haul trailer hooked behind about a 1950-something model Plymouth, and took out for Chattanooga, Tennessee, Tennessee Temple. I can still remember that, my little head. I can remember that. 1962, September. We got up to Tennessee Temple, and my dad started in school. Had to find him a job, found a house, enrolled in school. Took out. We like starved to death. I'm serious. That was before Beanie Weenies. My dad would come home at night. He'd go by the cafeteria at school. He'd get him a gallon jug of wieners, a gallon jug of baked beans, and he'd come home and that was food. That's the way we ate. You know, those were the greatest years of my life. I never forget, he pastored a church up in Attica, Indiana. It's back in 66. It got down so bad, I'm going to talk about Dan just a little bit. It got down so bad that Mama put peanut butter on my bread, put the top on it. He put peanut butter on my sister's bread and put the top on it. It wasn't no more peanut butter, so she put bread and bread and gave it to Daniel. And I mean, we didn't have no more. There wasn't nothing else in the house. The cupboards were bare. That was on a Wednesday. I never will forget that. That night after church, we didn't eat no supper. Wasn't nothing. Daddy went to church. He preached. We had church. We came home after church that night, and somebody had come to our house, and there's groceries all over the front porch. I never will forget that. Greatest memories of my childhood. The greatest faith building I have ever had in my life was watching my mom and dad. Watching my mom and daddy. I learned some valuable lessons. You see, we need to teach our children about the blessings of God. If you went to Deuteronomy chapter number 11, we'll not take time to go there. But if you went there, you would read about about Gerushim, the mount of blessing, and Mount Ebal, the mount of cursing. You see, just as real as the blessing is the cursing. When you do not live by this book, you fall under the cursing of God. God said in that book, He said, if you do, I'll bless you. If you don't, I'll curse you. God said, Moses, you need to teach your kids. Tell them to teach their children, their sons, and their sons' sons, so they'll know. Our problem is, I'm a grandpa now. They call me Pappy. I don't look like Pappy. To me, Pappy's got a big old beard. But that's what they call me, Pappy. One of the most important things that I could ever do is see that my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren of my life come to Jesus Christ as their Savior. But it don't stop there. Oh, if they could look at Pappy and say, that's the way Pappy walked. That's how I want to walk. Need to teach our children. Out of all the possessions that you have, there are none so great as your children. I don't care how much you have. You have nothing greater than your children. You have nothing that will last longer than your children. They're eternal. Then the last thing we need to teach our children, and I close, we need to teach our children about the blessed hope. You know, in Moses' life, in the children of Israel, Moses kept pointing them, there's a land that God has given us that we're to dwell in. We came out of bondage. We came out of Egypt. And there is a place. If you'd care to read about it, you get over in Deuteronomy chapter number 12. God, the Bible said that this is the land that God put his name in. It was a place that he chose and he gave to them. It wasn't the children of Israel's great warring ability that they went and took this land away from the people in Canaan. No. God said, you follow me. You watch me. I'll fight your battles. I'll drive them out from before you. I'll send the hornets. I'll cause fear on them. I'll give you the land. Houses that you did not build. Orchards that you did not plant. Fields that you did not cultivate. I'll give you. Them people walked out of Egypt thinking about someplace. They were looking for a place. I'm looking for a place. Abraham said, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. John said, I saw it. It's a coming down. I'm looking for it. One of the greatest things that I could leave with my children, my grandkids are all little bitty guys right now. One of the most important things that my grandkids and my kids could ever see their daddy and pappy do is worship God. It'd do you good just to rear back and shout every once in a while. I'm serious. It'd just help you out tremendously. I mean, just get you a Holy Ghost fit. Just rear back on one leg, kick her up, say, glory! And just have yourself holler to your horse. Right. It would. It would help you all the way around. It'd help your kids. It really would. You say, but it's just not me. There's a lot of things that ain't me. There's a lot of things I do that ain't me. When I was a kid, I didn't like to take a bath. That just ain't me. Mama said, yes, you are. I still don't like to go to work. That just ain't me. You understand? I don't like that. It hurts. I don't like to lose weight. I mean, it took me years to get this way. It hurts me to take it off. I like ice cream. That's one of the basic food groups. Vanilla, bluebell, ice cream. God made that. It hurts me not to eat that. I feel like I'm cheating on God if I don't. You understand? There are some things that I do because it's good for my children, my grandkids to see me do them. My children, they need to see me worship God in spirit and in truth. They need to see me live and walk as I should walk in this life. It's important. Why? It's my responsibility to teach them. If I don't teach them, they will not be taught. It's not your preacher's job to teach them. He can't touch them. I'm serious. He cannot undo what you do at the house. It's impossible. It is impossible. The people at the schoolhouse, they don't have no clue who God is. It's It's not their job to teach them. It's Pappy's job for mine. It's your job for yours. Some things we ought to teach our children. We need to teach them how to come out of bondage. We need to teach them about the blood of Jesus Christ. We need to teach them about this book. We need to teach them about the God that will bless them. And I'm not preaching some kind of prosperity gospel. I'm telling you, God, when you live right, God will bless you. We need to give our children a blessed hope. We're not bound for this earth. There's a better one coming. Some things we ought to teach our children. Let's bow for prayer. Our Father, we ask your blessing on this, your word. Father, we thank you that the Bible is true and that we can depend upon it. We ask your blessing on the invitation time. In your name we pray. Amen. Preacher, it's yours.